time at the Chesterfield Supper Club on the air 5 nights a week with America's greatest singing stars, Perry Como, Joe Steph, Peggy Lee, and featuring Frankie Lane, the Fontaine Sisters, the Starlighters, and the orchestras of Mitchell Ayers, Dave Barber, and Paul Weston, all brought to you by the milder cigarette, Chesterfield.
A.
Always milder.
B.
Better tasting.
C.
Cooler smoking.
A, B, C.
This is Martin Block speaking for more than 6,000 wholesale distributors and over a million retail outlets all over America who always have milder Chesterfields on hand for you. And now, here's the star of our show, Perry Como.
You better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so
be good for goodness sake.
So you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
You better watch out, better not cry, don't pout, I'm telling you why.
Oh, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Making a list, checking it twice. He'll know who's been naughty or nice.
Yes, Santa Claus is coming to town. Now he sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, supper clubbers, in just two more weeks, we'll be well on our way into 1949. That gives us this week to finish wrapping the presents, next week to exchange them for three sizes larger, and even a little time to spare for a song or two, something like this, maybe. The story is old as Adam and Eve. I was making love, but you were making believe. You lied to me with kisses. I've tried to stop dreaming of but you were only pulling me while
I'm
Marge. No smoking on stage during the broadcast, girl.
I wasn't smoking, Martin. I was just looking at it.
Go on. How can anybody look at a Chesterfield and not smoke it?
Oh, you're always talking about the things that count in a cigarette. And I was just looking at this Chesterfield.
Well, Marge, I tell you, if you look closer, you'll see it's made of tobacco and paper. The things that count in a cigarette. Now, you can believe me when I tell you the Chesterfields are made of long, clean, even burning shreds of the world's best tobacco and pure, white, tasteless paper, the world's finest cigarette paper. You know, that's why we can say the Chesterfields are milder, much milder. It's thanks to the right combination of the things that count in a cigarette.
In other words, Martin, that's why Chesterfields are A.
Always milder.
B.
Better tasting.
C.
Cooler smoking. And friends, for your greater smoking enjoyment, for every name on your Christmas list, give Chesterfields in the gay Christmas carton. Yes, the best cigarette is the milder cigarette. Much milder Chesterfields.
B, tell me, what are you so deep in thought about?
Me? Oh, nothing.
Ah, come on now. Tell Uncle Perry.
Well, you'd laugh.
No, I won't. No, I won't. I promise.
Well, you know that Christmas poem, the one that begins, "'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house."
Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Yeah, sure, I know. What about it?
Well, suppose the mouse was stirring.
Come again.
I mean, suppose the mouse was real and could talk.
I'm stirring and I can talk.
What did you say, Mitch?
I didn't say anything, Perry.
Funny, I thought I heard a voice. B, you mean you wonder what the mouse might have to say about Christmas, that is, if he could talk?
Uh-huh.
Why doesn't somebody ask me?
Hey, there's that voice again.
Hey, kids, we haven't got all night, you know. It's me on the floor next to you.
Where? Hey, B, look out, a mouse! Look, a mouse!
Well, that's a woman for you. What'd she expect, Clark Gable?
Well, after all...
After all what? You were wondering what a mice... What a mouse might have to say about Christmas, right?
That's right, Mouse.
So you got your wish. And before we go any further, let's get something straight. This is one Supper Club visitor who doesn't want to hear the Pussycat song.
Now, look, I just recorded the thing, you rat.
I'm a mouse.
Oh, excuse me. Would you have a Chesterfield?
Oh, thanks. Don't mind if I do. Now, what's on your mind, Junior?
Well, we were wondering. I mean, you know the poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas and All..."
Oh, yeah, I know it, all right. When I hear that poem, it's the beginning of my troubles for another year.
Really?
Yeah, comes midnight, Christmas Eve, Santa Claus comes down the chimney, and boom, I'm a DM.
A DM?
Yeah, displaced mouse. Yeah, it was only a loose brick in the fireplace, right next to the wood box, but to me, it was home.
You sound as if you don't like Christmas, Master Mouse.
Oh, no, now wait a minute, Mr. Como. You got me all wrong. I think it should be Christmas every day.
I know, but you just said you...
Oh, I know what I said. Look, I'll explain. See, the other day, I was in a department store, sort of looking over the toy department, when I see a little girl and her mother. Well, you didn't have to look twice to know they were very, very poor. The kid picked up a doll, and the way she held it, you knew that she wanted that doll real bad. And then she put it back in the counter, didn't say a word. Now, Mr. Como, I know that her mother would have given her right arm for the money to buy it for the kid. Well, just as they were leaving, a sales lady picks up the doll and puts it back in the little girl's arm, see? Compliments to the store, she says.
Well, that was very nice.
Oh, yeah. But there's an even nicer part to the story. A big red-headed guy was standing near that counter. And I noticed that the sales lady glances at him just before she gives the kid that doll. He paid for it. Come to find out, the guy does this every year. Just stands around the toy counter, waiting for the little kids that don't have anything. And then he spends his Christmas bonus buying toys for them. So, like I said, Mr. Como, I think it should be Christmas every day.
I see what you mean.
Oh, I know. There's lots of people like that redheaded guy. You read about him in the newspapers once in a while. People that know that playing Santa Claus to a child is the biggest thing in life. But it's just too bad that we can't have that kind of spirit all the time.
Well, why can't we?
I don't know. You tell me.
No, seriously, what's so tough about it? Peace on Earth, Goodwill Towards Man. That's not hard to remember, is it?
Well, what are you lecturing me for? I started this thing, didn't I?
Well, I didn't mean it that way, but people sometimes don't stop to think how simple it is. Just taking the time to think a little bit about the other guy and showing a little respect for his feelings, his beliefs, and his way of life.
Yeah, yeah. That's a nice way of putting it. Well, I gotta be going. Got a lot of things to do, you know. Oh, say, did you mail your Christmas cards, Mr. Como?
Oh, sure, days ago.
That's good. Give the postman a break, huh? That's a holiday spirit.
By the way, did you put Christmas seals on yours?
Oh, Natch. On the packages, too. Well, I'll be seeing you. Oh, before I go, would you do something for me?
Yes, name it.
Well, how about giving me a head start so I can hide, you know, and then singing the Pussycat song?
I thought you didn't like the tune.
Well, I didn't, but now that I've heard your record, I do.
You're lying and you know it. But now I've heard everything. A mouse requesting the Pussycat song. Okay, get ready. I'll count five. Are you ready?
I'm going.
One, two, three, four, five.
This is a story about Perry who came home late one night.
Must have been about 2 or 3 a.m., something like that.
Gotta get me some sleep. He yawned as he turned out the light.
Sleepy, isn't it? I guess I was a little too tired to do any dreaming, though. I remember.
Whether he dreamed what happened, or if he really heard it, he wouldn't bet. But he swears it sounded like two cats singing a duet.
Come out, my pretty kitten. This is me, your boyfriend Tom.
Meow, meow.
Oh, come out, my pretty kitten. This is old Tom. Tom, the atom bomb.
Meow, meow. We assure you we'd come out if only we knew how. They tell us that you really are the cat's meow.
Oh, come out. Come out, my pretty kitten. Now?
Meow, meow. Come out. Come out, our crooning kitten. We will serenade the moon.
Meow, meow.
Come out, our little kitten. We will sing a little tune.
Nyat, nyow. When the folks got home at night, at 12 or thereabouts, they locked the door and they forgot to put me out. Alone from night to night, you'll find me.
Come out, our crooning kitten. Meow.
Okay, now.
Kirk Douglas, star of the Harry Popkin production My Dear Secretary, a United Artists release, last week told us in person, "Supper Clubbers, with Christmas around the corner, I'm stocking up on Chesterfields. I know my friends will like them because they're milder and satisfying. It's my cigarette." So, friends, in the gay Christmas carton, the best cigarette for you to smoke, I said cigarette, is the milder cigarette, Chesterfield.
Until Monday, this is Perry Como saying, buy the right cigarette and good night for Chesterfield.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.